This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people shot and killed in a Sebring, Florida bank yesterday, and the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Zevon Zaber, just made his first court appearance.
Mr. Zaber, as I stated, you have five counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond.
That's the judge there ordering Zaber, a former correctional officer trainee, held on no bond. There's no word on what the motive was for the shootings. After earlier saying he wouldn't, President Trump says he will delay his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled next week's scheduled address in the House chamber, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's fully funded again. The Senate's to vote on two bills today that could end the shutdown, but they're both expected to die in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Despite a government shutdown, Americans seeking unemployment benefits for the first time have dropped to levels not seen since November 1969. The Labor Department says 199,000 workers filed initial jobless claims last week, a decrease of 13,000 from the previous week. Analysts expected to see a slight increase. An update now on the arrest of a licensed practical nurse who worked at a healthcare facility in Phoenix. A woman who was in a vegetative state at Hacienda Healthcare, recently giving birth to a son.
36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
An actor who is known for his bad temper has pleaded guilty to a charge of harassment following a November scuffle over a parking spot. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a Wednesday morning court appearance in Manhattan, 60-year-old Alec Baldwin accepted a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined over $100 and must complete an anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. Baldwin admitting to pushing a man over a parking spot last November near his Greenwich Village home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. John Clemens reports.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Messina, along with the late Roy Halladay and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy, especially considering the fact how long we've been off track. You know, it's kind of like realizing one day, you go, gosh, you know, maybe I need to do something about this weight. Taking several years to get there. It's not like overnight you're going to take some pill and shazam, you're going to have the body you had a decade ago. It's going to take some time. It is a process, and certainly we're finding it out the hard way here in this country. I'm Bill Martinez. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dan Perkins is with us. Dan, of course, is a national security and foreign policy analyst and author and my dear friend. Mr. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bill, and a belated Happy New Year to you.
Well, back at you, plus tax and license, because that's the way we roll in this government. You know, we can't forget that Uncle Sam wants their due right. Hey, real quick, let's update the good folks on songs and stories for soldiers as we head into this new year. And, again, we're so grateful this past year to get the support that we were able to generate, you know, from our listeners and those around the country to support our vets who need our help.
Yeah. We finished the year, Bill, at about 120 facilities across the country.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
Aggregate total of about 18,000 MP3 players distributed.
Wow.
And we've been invited week after next to go to an assembly in downtown Fort Myers where barbers and beauticians and other people provide services as far as clothes, haircuts, shaves. They want me to come and bring some of my MP3 players to give to the soldiers. So we're going to do that. And just a phenomenal year. I mean, I was at a presentation for Women in Business meeting on Tuesday, and they gave me a check for $750 for songs and stories. So
that's awesome.
You know, yeah, well,
and all these little donations. I mean, it's a little. Nothing's little. I mean, but you know, these donations like this. I mean, they all add up and contribute to us, you know, helping the vets. I mean, these MP3 players, explain very briefly, Dan, you know, we talk about MP3 players. People probably have forgotten those little iPod players that have been about because now we have iPhones. But these MP3 players are packed with, you know, information and music and that sort of thing, books on tape, that sort of deal. So explain to them.
Well, it basically gives us a veteran free of charge, an MP3 player that has 8 gigabytes of storage, which is a lot of storage, and it comes preloaded with 2 novels. And what gets about 75 to 80% of the use is the 8-hour custom designed sleep audio that's designed to help the veteran get to REM level sleep. That's where the healing of both body and soul take place. Yeah. It's backed up by a website with over 3 million songs, over 100,000 audiobooks, 30,000 old time radio shows, and three more 8-hour or 24 additional hours of sleep audio designed to get the soldier to REM sleep. And they, soldiers can access it for free. Right. In addition, for the general public, there's a lot of information that we put in on a regular basis as we learn more about PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. And we just did an interview with a gentleman who I think I might have mentioned to you should be on your show someday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Warren Farrell and his book on the crisis of boys.
Boy crisis, yeah. In fact, Dr. Farrell was just on this morning.
Oh, good. He's a terrific gentleman.
We've had him on several times, and becoming an irregular because you know, this issue, especially as we talked about this morning, this increasing attack on toxic masculinity. You know, whether you're shaving or you're wearing a red hat these days, and God forbid you're white on top of that. I mean, that's like the unholy trinity, you know, of the left.
Yeah. So he's a terrific gentleman. I've interviewed him three times. I've had some conversations with him, and he opened my eyes to the long-term physical effects of getting ready for combat and being in combat, and how it affects the long-term health of soldiers. And we're writing about that and trying to get more information, but it's amazing that actions that we take today, when a soldier goes into basic training, like when I was in basic training, and you're in the ultimate piece of training is a live fire range when you're going on an assault with real weapons and real bullets in your guns, not blanks. Right. And you get a sense of the danger that's there. You get a huge rush. And what Dr. Farrell is saying is that soldiers getting ready for combat have this rush. When they get into combat, it goes even higher. And when they come back just for out of the field, they get a huge decline. And he says that the level of hormones that rises in the combat situation is greater than being addicted to heroin. And the downs are almost like being addicted to heroin. And then we're also finding that as you go through these exercises, when you go through 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tours of duty, the destruction to the immune system is just now beginning to be understood. Testosterone was another area that has long-term negative effects because it's used so much. So we're learning more and more about the impact of combat. And when we hear from the VA that at least a third of Gulf War veterans have post-traumatic stress disorder, it's a lot of people. It's millions and millions of people.
Without a doubt. Dan, very quickly, for those that would like to donate and have more information, direct them to the website here.
SongsAndStoriesForSoldiers.us. That's SongsAndStoriesForSoldiers.us.
And I would say directly, you know, from us, because you know, as our family of listeners, that we're givers on the show, and I do have some MP3 players. So if there is someone that you know of or you yourself are in need and want to take advantage of this free offer and you would like an MP3 player absolutely free, you can drop me an email direct, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Make sure you include your address, and we'll get one in the mail to you post-haste. This way, or you can go to the website songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us, and all the information is there as well. And you'll get connected to that website, especially once you have the MP3 player, because you'll want to access all the additional resources that are right there as well. Right, Dan?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing source of resource. You're right.
Well, I got to tell you, Dan, I'm so proud to be associated, as you know, with Songs and Stories for Soldiers. I just so believe in this, having myself being former military, and my family is so involved with the military as well, including my father and my two other brothers. We have seen, you know, what has happened to our soldiers coming back. And, you know, and I, I've got to talk with Dr. Farrell and get more into some of this information as you just shared with us about the impact that it's having. It seems to make a lot of sense. I mean, in some ways, it sounds like, you know, it's almost like a little bit, you know, if you've ever been diving and you're always careful, you know, when you're coming out of deep waters, if you come up too fast, you could end up with some sort of, you know, the bends, as they call it.
Right.
Something like that, I would think, is in play here when you've got soldiers in a military environment dealing with life and death, rockets, red glare, IEDs, and all that stuff coming at you. Boy, you know, coming back home could be almost that kind of shock to your system as well, I would think.
Absolutely. Right. You're right.
Well, we've got more from Dan Perkins. We're going to talk Nancy Pelosi with her hand on the gavel. Stay with
us. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed.
independent at the intersection of faith and politics. Here I am, Bill Martinez, at your service. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dan Perkins continues with us, national security and foreign policy analyst and author. Dan, congratulations on your recent insight that you shared on Newsmax.com, your commentary. And the first sentence was extremely telling for me. You wrote, just as she was taking the oath of office as Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi declared to the New York Times that the Constitution says she is his equal. His equal, referring to Donald Trump. Boy, I'll tell you, that opening line caught my attention, because as we see this tit-for-tat and the back-and-forth going on between President Trump and the Speaker of the House, boy, she's playing it to the hilt, is she not?
Yes, and I know I sound like sometimes a broken record when I talk about these kind of things, but I don't really think that the leadership of the Democratic Party gives a hoot about what the rank and file think, and they don't care about what the rest of the country thinks. They've decided they are the elite. They have decided what's going to be the agenda, and they go after it. And I think that what Pelosi is doing, especially with the State of the Union address, I think she is losing rapidly support from women, whether they be white or minorities. There are some Democrats who are supporting what she's saying, but by and large, I think the idea that the Speaker of the House has decided that she's not going to allow the president to fulfill his obligation under the Constitution, Article 2, of the State of the Union, it just shows how egotistical she is.
Well, totally.
And I wrote a piece right after the president's speech and the follow up by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and I said, if you could objectively just look at the visual image and then listen to the tone, what you were absolutely sure. And I was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio, until my 30s. And one of the things we did, it was always in deer season, we'd go hunt for deer. And Ohio had a huge population of deer, so much so that people were running into them with their cars, and you could see them all over the high sides of the highway. Because when they came out at night and they saw the headlights in the car, they would stop and be frozen. Nancy Pelosi, when she gave her speech, you could tell that she was using the teleprompter. Her eyes were wide open, and she was frozen like a deer in the headlights. And Chuck Schumer had as much about a much compassion and as emotion about what he was doing as a rock.
Right.
And I said in one of my commentaries, is this the best the Democrats have to offer? Two old white people trying to represent the Democratic Party when they've got all these new young Turks? None of them were invited. Nancy and Chuck are the leadership of the Democratic Party. And I don't think they're serving the constituency. And it could be a really ugly if it continues.
I think it's ripe. I think it's absolutely ripe for an explosion there, no doubt. And getting back to Nancy Pelosi's elitism and, you know, her perception as being equal to the president, you know, my dear friend in San Clemente, California, Bob Cook, reminded me that Nancy Pelosi garnered, 221,000 votes to get reelected as a representative of New York. Of San Francisco, and now she's the leader. 221,000 votes. Last time I checked, Donald Trump, close to 63 million votes, and her 221,000 votes, Trump, 63 million votes. How is that possible?
And that's a point I make in the article, is that under the Constitution, the president is the only national leader elected by the people.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House because she got a majority of the elected representatives voting for her, not by much, but she got it. So right. there is no equivalent to the executive in the administrative branch in the legislative branch. You got the Speaker, and you got the Senate Majority Leader, and neither one of them is the absolute power for the Congress. So again, it is really the height of arrogance what she's doing. And when there's so many people, Chuck Schumer and former President Obama and on and on and on, who have said we need need the wall, need border security, for them to take the position. And I think it isn't over yet. And I still think that Mr. Trump's going to get his money, and the Democrats are going to have to eat crow.
Well, did she blink here, Dan, when she said that, okay, I'm going to give him, you know, the $5.8 billion, but he can't put one brick in the wall with that $5.8 billion. I mean, this is just so asinine, you know, her position on this, is it not?
Yeah, and what I've been writing about, Bill, is that the Democratic Party has decided that they want to put the interest of illegal aliens over American citizens. That's really what it's come down to. And the president is on the side of protecting America, and the Democratic Party, at least the leadership and the spokesperson for the party, are saying we're putting our bet on dealing with illegals because that's the future.
Right.
And the American people have a clear choice. Mm-hmm. You want somebody who wants to try and protect you, or do you want somebody to lead the country who's more interested in protecting illegals coming into the country?
Well, when Donald Trump was elected, and in his inauguration speech, which the elites in the Beltway said was a dark speech, if you remember, the big headline was, "I'm turning the government back in the hands of we the people." This is the way our founding fathers expected it, the way they designed it to be. That was the end game, is that the power would be in the hands of the people, not in the ruling elites. But as you cite, according to a Rasmussen report, 73% of registered voters polled indicated they did not think most Americans understand how the government works.
That's correct.
If you're not looking at the Constitution and you are not, you know, reminding yourself of the Declaration of Independence, I mean, forget about academia. We keep blaming academia not doing it. Well, you know what? After you graduate from school, or maybe after the hours that you're out of the classroom, it doesn't say you cannot look at this up for yourself and do some studying on the Constitution, because this is your government and you have a say in it, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would want you to believe.
Right, absolutely true. And so there's no logic if you can think in terms of Democrats doing anything illogical. Mm-hmm. There was no logic for Nancy's stand on not $1 for the wall.
Right.
I mean, there is no logic. The rationality of putting a secure border, when dozens of nations around the world are now building walls to try and protect their countries, especially because of the Islamic invasion, the idea that walls don't work. And I think the other thing that was very important in that article was Nancy says it's immoral to put up the wall. And in reality, the wall is an inanimate object. It has no soul. It has no conscience. It can't commit a crime.
Right.
It can't buy a burger at McDonald's. It's inanimate.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's really saying, that the people who support the construction of a wall are immoral.
Right.
She's decided, I'm immoral because I believe I need to define my border as a nation and I need to protect the people. You know, ignoring the fact that that there are more people dying from opioids coming across the southern border illegally than had killed in automobile accidents now. It's just outrageous, and we're not doing anything about it.
And the sex trafficking that's taken place, and the impact it's having in, you know, in these areas. You know, they talk about supporting Hispanics. Well, these illegals end up in these Hispanic communities. They're lawless, and they are impacting. You know, we already know what's been going on with MS-13. I mean, they're not going out there and killing the white men and women in Beverly Hills. It is the Hispanics in these local communities that are being impacted. And so they're outraged about it. But meanwhile, the Dems want to say, well, you know, the Hispanics are all for us and we're for minorities and all this. Well, you know, yes and no. No, certainly, if you have any kind of conservative thought and inclination to support the Constitution, certainly.
Right.
Well, Dan Perkins has been our guest as always. Dan, appreciate the time. Look forward to continuing the conversation. All the best for Songs and Stories, okay?
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we
guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
5 people shot and killed in a Sebring, Florida bank yesterday, and the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Zevon Zaber, just made his first court appearance.
Mr. Zaber, as I stated, you have 5 counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond.
That's the judge there ordering Zaber, a former correctional officer trainee, held on no bond. There's no word on what the motive was for the shootings. After earlier saying he wouldn't, President Trump says he will delay his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled next week's scheduled address in the House chamber, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's fully funded again. The Senate's to vote on 2 bills today that could end the shutdown, but they're both expected to die in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we live higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our thanks to Dan Perkins once again. You know, for getting us up to date on songs and stories for soldiers, don't forget, check out the website. And again, if you are, if you would like an MP3, or you know of someone who would benefit from an MP3, I mean, this is going a long way. I mean, the impact that it has had on, for our vets, for their mental health in dealing with PTSD and sleep deprivation. Deprivation and suicide, as you know, those numbers, something like 21.2 a day of our vets are committing suicide. We can do something about it, and this is our effort to do that. So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, request an MP3, and make sure you include your address, and we'll get it off into the mail to you right away. Well, tax reform is the largest change in the tax code in 30 years. Did you know that? Really? I mean, this is it's like good news and maybe a little bit of stressful news, because now that we've got a change in the tax code, we got to do something about it. And it does impact virtually everybody, which includes small business owners and the self-employed, but also families and homeowners. Now, it's going to take some work to untangle its impact, and Block Advisors Ramon Vasquez is here to share tips for 2019 and offer some year-round solutions for taxpayers. Ramon, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good. Glad to be here.
Hey, well, break it down for us. How does tax reform impact small business owners and the self-employed?
Small business owners and the self-employed can expect to see some of the largest changes from the tax reform this year. One of the largest being the qualified business income deduction. And what that is it allows individuals who file as sole proprietors, partnerships, and S-corps the ability to take up to 20% of their qualified business income as a deduction.
Well, wow, that's pretty good, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yes. So this is a big benefit. So now let's look at homeowners. Now, what should they expect this tax season?
Homeowners are also going to see some changes this year. Under the old tax law, you were able to deduct up to the first $1 million of qualifying mortgage debt income. And that included, you know, first, second, as well as home equity lines of credit. Unfortunately, this year, that amount has been reduced from the first $1 million to the first $750,000 of qualified mortgage debt. Now, while that may not seem like a big deal to most or, you know, some taxpayers, those that are in high residential real estate cost areas can expect it to be a substantial change.
Okay. And so what advice do you have for them?
There unfortunately really isn't much of a way to get around that. It's just one of those things that's going to negatively impact certain taxpayers. However, with those that have, you know, children, the increase in child tax credit, you know, they should be able to help balance some of that out.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of advice, what about the unreimbursed business expenses?
Yeah, unreimbursed employee expenses are one of those things that you know, people were used to claiming, and it was a pretty big deduction. Mm-hmm. You know, drivers, especially truckers, you know, were used to being able to take mileage. Tradesmen, you know, like your carpenters, electricians, pipe fitters, you know, they could, anybody that was a journeyman that was having to travel out of town for work, you know, they were able to take what was called per diem, you know, as well as tools, uniforms, union dues, things like that. You know, and unfortunately, that's no longer an applicable deduction. However, with the increase in the standard deduction, it's, you know, almost as if they're now giving you the benefit of the doubt. You know, you're able to take the first, you know, for married couples, the first $24,000 without having to show receipt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes things a little bit easier. I mean, from that standpoint, you know, we reduce the maintenance on this because, boy, I remember, you know, having to keep receipts for everything. In fact, I'm still in the habit of doing it because I've been doing it for so long. You know, but now to figure that it's already, like you say, it's a given and, you know, built into the system. So this kind of offsets that, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Well, good. We love things that require less maintenance, you know, and I think the ultimate goal here was to be able to reduce the size of our, you know, of our report. You know, was suggested even during the campaign of 2016 that maybe we could get it down to a postcard, huh?
I don't know if it'll ever be down to a postcard, but, you know, I know they're sure working on that.
Well, what advice do you give to taxpayers to help avoid surprises at tax time?
I would encourage them to go to our website, blockadvisors.com. There we have several tools and calculators that they can use to get the process started for their current tax return. And as well as, you know, going forward, we offer what's called a 365 tax plan that allows us to look at the current year as it was filed and then make some suggestions on changes that can be made for the next tax year. And then what we do is we couple that with our mid-year review process, where we take a look at the last 6 months, see how things, you know, how those suggestions have been working out, and then, you know, make any tweaks or adjustments that need to be made for the next 6 months. And then this way, there's no surprises or pitfalls, you know, come April 15th.
Ramon, these tax tools that are there on your website have been, I mean, this has, you know, been a dynamic element to your website that, you know, as more information has become available, you've updated it. And there's lots of great resources there. And, you know, people should take advantage of this because, you know, so often, you know, what gives us surprises is that we try to tackle this at the last minute. And when you set yourself up for surprises, guess what? You're going to get them, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am such a proponent of being proactive instead of reactive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's amazing how much, you know, you can get done when you make the changes early in the year versus trying to be reactive and, you know, trying to get it done towards the tail end while everyone's also trying to deal with Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other new things that they might be aware of that they need to take note of, especially when they go to your website, that they ought to look for. And what I'm talking about is new opportunities to, do right. I mean, we're not trying to promote, something that's going to be illegal, but, I'm of the mindset that the government should be paid everything that it's due, nothing more and nothing less.
Right. Yeah, we have, several options, for taxpayers when it comes to preparation. We have a tax pro lead, tax pro go programs that allow individuals to get the process started, upload documents, things like that, see where they're at, and then they can always, kick it over to a tax professional to get, an analysis of where things are at, and then if everything looks good, they're free to submit, and then if there's anything that needs to be changed, we can make those changes for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, where can taxpayers with layered tax situations go to find more information?
We can go to blockadvisors.com.
Well, as we wrap things up here, Ramon, what do you want people to remember most, about filing their taxes this year, considering the fact that, tax reform is going to affect everybody?
I would say that, first and foremost, it would be to look at your W-4. What you're having withheld from each check is going to be, pivotal because it adds up. And making sure that, you made those adjustments and updated that form so that, when it comes time to file, you're not seeing that amount for federal withholding being less than what it should be.
Exactly. Well, he's with Block Advisors. Ramon Vasquez has been our guest. Again, we remind you, you can go to blockadvisors.com. That's blockadvisors.com for all the information that you need to know. Ramon, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate all the insight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it as well.
You got it. All right. Well, coming up in just a moment here on Bill Martinez Live, we're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, okay? Maybe one of them is let's evaluate our mental health together. Therapists are invaluable in helping, Californians especially. I'd say not only Californians, but, all of us across the country deal with stress and anxiety. And we've got the executive director of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. He's going to be here to give us his tips and insights so that, our resolution will stick and we'll be better off mentally, huh? Why not? I think that's a great New Year's resolution. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, getting beyond the 8-second sound bites and forming a world view based on those sound bites, and oh yeah, along with it, let's just toss in some fake news. We got to deal with reality, and we got to continue to pursue the truth if we're going to get this country back on track. And look, at it all starts with ourselves, you know, individually. We've got to be honest with ourselves and really be attentive, you know, to the things that we're being exposed to and certainly the media that we are consuming. Well, this new year provides the perfect opportunity to start anew, even like issues like what we just talked about. Well, it was, as we close the door on an extremely stressful year, Californians in particular might be feeling more anxiety than usual from wildfires and changes in weather to mass shootings and the humanitarian crisis at the border. It's understandable for Californians to be going into 2019 with concern and trepidation. With his swearing in, Governor Gavin Newsom vowed to support mental health, taking a step in the right direction and helping the state alleviate the stigma. But how can families recognize when stress and anxiety have exceeded manageable levels and help is needed? Is there a person that they can turn to? Well, Nabil El Ghorouri is with us. He's the executive director of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, and he's here to give us some tips and share some ideas about, you know, what we can do about managing our stress in this, this coming year. Nabil, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about this, because I think that we underestimate the stress. You know, sometimes we just get so used to it that we just think it's a way of life. And then, unfortunately, it isn't until, you know, we get to that point where something has to give that we realize, hey, maybe we've been, allowing, you know, too much stress in our life, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, stress can really be have a profound impact on our lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why, because of it, we need to take care of our mental health. I mean, after all, it's absolutely precious, right?
Absolutely. Mental health is so important because it affects how we act, how we think, how we feel. It can impact our relationships, you know, our family and our workplace. And mental health also is intimately connected to your physical health. Mm-hmm. So if there's problems in your mental health, it can it can affect your physical well-being, and problems in physical well-being can influence your health. When you're sick, you feel bad, and you might be more irritable. Simply put, taking care of your mental health can improve your quality of life.
Right. Well, Nabil, as I mentioned, it's so pervasive, and we just get used to it. You know, we're like that frog in boiling water. You know, started out, it's kind of warm and felt like a jacuzzi. Next thing you know, we're getting boiled here by our stress. And because we're just so used to dealing and thinking we can manage it, how do we know when it is it is too much, and that maybe we need to bring a professional into play?
How we know when stress is too much is we're looking for changes. We're looking for changes from normal. So you're looking for changes in sleep, in eating, in energy levels, changes in mood. So if you're feeling sadder, more anger, more depression, hopelessness, worrying, more feelings of hopelessness. And then the other part is it has to be interfering in your daily functioning.
Right.
So it's
exactly.
Interfering in your work, in your family, at school. And if those symptoms are persisting, those changes are persisting for a while and impacting areas of your life, then that could be really a sign that you need professional help and could benefit from talking to someone like a marriage and family therapist.
Exactly. Well, Nabil, I imagine it isn't necessarily, an overnight awareness. As I mentioned, it just seems so gradual, and until you finally get to that point. So you may not just say, well, this is a little bit, less than normal or abnormal for the last couple of weeks. I mean, this is going to be something you'll look back, and maybe you need to look back over months or years and say, hey, what was it like, 5 years ago or maybe 2 years ago compared to where I am now, right?
Stress, there's short and long-term forms of stress, and if you are experiencing, if you're in a situation that's been so stressful for so long that you don't feel it's a change, you probably have feelings of being overwhelmed or being aware that you're not performing your best, and those are others. That's another way of looking at that you might be needing mental health, or maybe needing some help, professional help from someone like a marriage and family therapist.
So where can people go for more information to find a therapist, Nabil?
Sure. We have my organization has a website, counselingcalifornia.com. That's counseling and spell out the state, California.com. And there we have a lot of resources on mental health generally, but also we have a therapist directory where you can search for thousands of therapists that we have in California. You can search by city, by gender of the therapist, by area of expertise, by language. So hopefully there you could find someone close to you, close to your work or home, who is a good match.
Right. Well, Nabil El-Ghrouri is with us. He's the executive director of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Nabil, specifically, marriage and family therapists help manage high levels of stress, right?
So marriage and family therapists are licensed behavioral health professionals. In fact, they're the largest group of therapists in the state of California, and they are trained to treat the whole gamut of mental health issues, not just marriage counseling. So they can treat depression, they can treat anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, drugs, alcohol issues, all kinds of problems that you might want to seek mental health services. So they are trained to do that.
Well, we understand that one of the triggers for, stress that could come on you pretty quick could be, possibly involving fast-changing circumstances. So how can people cope with these fast-changing circumstances, Nabil?
So, life is coming really fast at us, social media and stuff. Mm-hmm. There are a couple techniques to help with the fast-changing life. I mean, one thing is when life is going too fast, hit the pause button. Mm-hmm. Take a few deep breaths, A few breaths like that can help calm things down. Second strategy is to walk away from a stressful situation if you can. This can help you defuse and calm down. Third coping strategy is talking to friends and family, because that can really help you decompress, vent, commiserate. If those strategies, however, don't seem to work for the stressors that you're facing, you might need more help, and that would mean talking to a professional like an MFT.
Right. Well, Nabil, in this environment and this culture that we find ourselves in, there's lots of stressors, you know, that are coming upon us, not only, you know, daily lives, but, you know, the culture in which we live in today. So what's your advice?
You know, I think it's always important to listen to your body and listen to your mind and hear what's going on inside you. So taking a few deep breaths is a really great strategy. Listening to others and being kind to others, you know, mm-hmm. being kind to yourself too. Because actually, one big stress for a lot of people is the internal self-criticism that we give ourselves. Mm-hmm. So being kind, just not only to others but to ourselves.
Yeah, with
and
that.
That's the kind of thing that a therapist mm-hmm. can really help you hone.
Exactly.
Better.
Well, Nabil, I know that we're out of time. We have to let you go, and I want to thank you, you know, for coming on the show and addressing our mental health so that it would be a healthy 2019 for all of us. Nabil El-Ghorari, Executive Director for the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. Thank you so much, Nabil. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, as we wrap up things today, our thanks, you know, to the many guests that we had on the show. And if there's something that you missed, feel free, you know, to go back to BillMartinezLive.com. And we post our show every day. These interviews are there that you can download at your convenience, share them with others. You know, Michael Caputo, the former Trump campaign advisor, you know, we talked about the government shutdown, the State of the Union address, you know, the back and forth between the president and Nancy Pelosi, and it would appear now that the president is, you know, not going to fight it. You know, she disinvited him. Of course, I think you know, she's got to be embarrassed if she has any sense of embarrassment at all, because she first claimed that it was about security, and the security people said she didn't even talk to us. You know, it's not a security issue, and. So President Trump, you know, I believe, held to the higher ground in responding to her, saying, hey, looks forward to seeing her. And, you know, the security issue is not an issue. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi says, no, not going to happen until the government is reopened. And so finally, the president acquiesced and went with that. Columnist and commentator Karen Cataline was here to talk about, you know, the news media and, you know, the leftist liars, you know, how we're being indoctrinated by, you know, this fake news that is abounding. Of course, you know, the things over the weekend about the president being a Manchurian candidate and all this other stuff that was going on, the BuzzFeed report and all the buzz that happened over the weekend. And thank God Robert Mueller's you know, special counsel team came out to correct the record and say, look, at they're out of bounds here. You know, there's no there really is no veracity in the report, and it's pretty reckless. And, you know, the media, got a black eye on that, as they deserved. Our thanks also to Dr. Warren Farrell, as you heard him mention, even with Dan Perkins. I mean, his book, The Boy Crisis, is an outstanding read for those of you with boys in your family, and even those of you with girls who are looking for grown-up and responsible men. This is an excellent read, and the research is awesome, and we're grateful for his reporting. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you mañana right here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.